Now, why are transition metal complexes relevant, other than they're coloured and interesting? Cisplatin is a drug which has been used for many years now in chemotherapy. You can see the schematic on the right-hand side. We've got the double helix of DNA, and you can see that cisplatin, which starts off then with platinum and two ammonias bound as ligands, and sitting on the other side, two chlorides, it's lost its chlorides, and it's now bound to the framework of DNA. Now, the aim then is to target DNA which is undergoing rapid replication and interfere with that process. So cell division in cancer then occurs in an unconstrained sort of fashion, and what a lot of the chemotherapy processes do is they aim to target DNA then which is undergoing this rapid uncontrolled replication. So you can see there the bindings that's involved. The two chlorides then are lost, and we now bind across the structure of DNA and therefore lock down the ability to cleave apart the two chains and replicate those DNA. Other places we're going to find transition metal complexes. Chlorophyll then is an example of a metal complex. You'll recall from the previous lecture it doesn't actually contain a transition metal, but it's certainly a metal complex, magnesium at the centre. Hemoglobin has got iron sitting at the centre of a heme unit, and we have got four of these heme protein centres bound inside hemoglobin. Carbonic anhydrase contains zinc at the centre. There's protein wrapped around it, so it's a typical enzyme. We can see that by A's sitting at the end. Hemoglobin's the same, it's a protein, but now rather than being an enzyme, it's simply a carrier molecule. We also find traces of transition metals in many places in the vitamins. So vitamin B12 then has got cobalt inside its structure. All of these, when we burrow in and look at what's happening at the transition metal, we'll see that it's a metal complex.